Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hi, friends. So this is going to be a quick but punchy episode. I'm dropping some really effective methods to shift your mood fast. So if you're in a funk that you just can't break, these are some research-based tools to help pull yourself out of it and improve how you're feeling. So this can be if you're sad or angry or feeling anxious or irritated, and you're just not able to shake it. So these are nervous system regulation tools, meaning that they help signal to your brain that it is safe to calm down, which then allows you to calm down. When we stress about the past or the future or get caught up in our worrying thoughts, our unconscious mind interprets that as an active threat that's happening now. It doesn't know the difference. It just knows that we're thinking about it now. And so it's bringing up painful feelings. So that sets off the signals in our brain that then cascades to the signals throughout our body that we need to be on high alert, AKA that fight or flight response. This is an unconscious process. So we have to consciously take actions to reverse it, which means taking actions to deactivate that fight or flight response, which means activating that parasympathetic nervous system side, which is that relax and recover or rest and digest side. So all of these five things that I'm about to mention involve disrupting your current status so you can reach a calm state, shift your mood, and feel better. So here we go. Number one, change your environment. If you're at home, just go to a different room, step outside, or go get food somewhere, leave your house, go somewhere else. The act of changing your environment provides new sensory information for your brain. Have you ever noticed that when you're upset, you just don't want to do anything? So you kind of just stay put where you're at and don't have motivation to do anything else, which then kind of keeps you in this emotional state. And that is because you're activated. So you're not able to think as clearly and easily. So it's easier to just kind of stay put. But that doesn't actually help shift your mood. But if you literally just change your environment in some kind of way, your focus starts to shift onto this new sensory information that you're unconsciously experiencing. So as your focus shifts, you're not putting as much thought, which means less neural pathways in your brain, into what was upsetting you in the first place, which then makes it easier to shift your mood. There have been so many times in the past when I've had plans with friends, but for some reason, you know, I'm feeling sad or anxious or mad about something. So I just don't want to go. I just want to stay in these feelings and stay stuck because I am just kind of stuck, which thankfully my friends are really good at being like, you need this, come out. And once I go, the change in people, place, and this just kind of new stimuli makes it so easy to shift my mood. So change your environment in whatever way that you can. Like I said, go to a different room, take a bath, take a shower, even just doing something that's different, even if it's quick, go to the kitchen, make a snack, just do something to disrupt your thought pattern. A new environment equals new information, which equals shifting your mood faster. Number two, move your body. Exercise releases endorphins, which reduces your perception of pain and discomfort. Also, like changing your environment, it means your brain's receiving new sensory information as well. It's a change. It's a shift. And it doesn't have to be, you know, this prolonged, intense workout or anything. It can be as simple as going for a 5-minute walk, putting on a song and dancing around in your room. Do 5 minutes of stretching. It doesn't need to be long. It can just be something quick and easy. And that still has the same effects. But also, you know, sometimes you can do something more intense. Sometimes I'll do like a spin class or much, you know, throw on like a really kind of ragey EDM playlist and like go for a run or something to really kind of move that energy and get that shit out. Sometimes that feels good. But also it can just be this kind of quick energy shift by just moving your body in some way for a couple minutes to help increase those endorphins and disrupt your thought cycle. Number three, tapping. So a couple episodes ago, I talked about the wonders of tapping or emotional freedom technique to shift your mood. So tapping allows you to neutralize painful emotions by reducing activity in the limbic system in your brain, which is what activates that stress response. So then you increase feelings of calmness. And as you tap through the sequence and talk through your emotions, and then talk through the positive affirmations, you're able to think about them more logically because you are literally calming your brain. So then when you're in a calmer state, this resonates deeper and you can make those shifts more easily. There's so much research to support how tapping is effective at shifting your emotions. It really works. That is why it is called emotional freedom technique, because you are literally freeing yourself from painful emotions and allowing for that shift. Number four, go outside and be in nature. So of course, you know, sun has a lot of benefits in many ways, one of which is releasing serotonin in your brain, which is the hormone that makes you feel happy. However, sun is not always an option. So thankfully there's other ones. So going outside can be that, you know, environment shift like I was talking about earlier, but also being in nature has been shown to induce physiological calming within your body by leading to a decreased heart rate and decreased blood pressure. And this doesn't have to be, you know, going on a hike or going deep into the woods or deep in nature. Even urban green spaces like parks and gardens create these same effects. There were actually three studies that came out between 2015 and 2017 that all showed that spending time in urban green spaces decreased brain activity and stress, which is awesome. And even there's other research just to support that looking at plants or flowers also reduces stress. So, you know, if the weather is shitty and you can't go outside and you have some plants, go hang around the plants. And even another interesting bonus as well. So there's even a lot of data to support that just visualizing being in nature can elicit these results as well, which how amazing is that? Just visualizing being in nature reduces that activity in the limbic system of your brain, activates the parasympathetic calming side, so then makes you feel more calm. Okay, now lastly, number five, this is cold water exposure. So take a cold shower, or if you have access to a cold plunge, plunge it up. Even just 30 seconds of being in cold water activates the vagus nerve, which is the main component of the parasympathetic nervous side or nervous system, which is that, you know, relax and recover side. And also, just like the, you know, the other four that I mentioned, this action disrupts your current thought cycle and your brain starts focusing on the new information it's receiving. And if you've ever taken a cold shower, it's really hard to not focus on your body in the moment. It's really hard to kind of get stuck in your head. So it truly is the ultimate way to get out of your head and into your body. So it pulls you out of that emotional space. If you're super activated, like you're having a panic attack or you're hyperventilating from crying or overwhelm, don't jump right into a cold shower. This can be too overwhelming. Instead, try just dunking your face in a bowl of cold water, which I know might sound kind of strange, but trust me on this. So dunking your face in a bowl of cold water has the same effects, but just doesn't overwhelm your nervous system as much. Because if your nervous system is too overwhelmed, it's going to be harder to feel calm. Yes, you're still kind of activating that nervous or that parasympathetic side, but with an overwhelmed nervous system, things aren't functioning as easily. So it may make you feel more anxious. Your body's not interpreting it the same way. So by starting small, like with your face or even your hands, you can do the same thing with your hands. It may sound weird, but you know, I've had many moments of really high anxiety where I'll just dunk my face in a bowl of ice water or my hands. And it really does allow for kind of this good shock to the system, but not an overwhelming one. So it makes it easier to shift your thoughts and how you're feeling. So just to kind of wrap this up, I'm going to reiterate these five tips again to shift your mood fast. And these are: change your environment, move your body, do some tapping, get out in nature or visualize being in nature, and take a cold shower or do a cold face dunk. All of these disrupt your current thoughts, calm down your nervous system, and help you shift into a different headspace and different emotional space. So I hope this helps you. If you're like, fuck, I can't break out of these shitty thoughts and shitty feelings, give one of these a try. Or bonus points, give them all a try. Then you'll, you know, really be unstoppable in shifting your mood. So I hope you found this helpful. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.